No, it was like off. It was off air. We were just goofing around. Yeah. Okay, are we ready to get going?
We are ready.
Let's go.
Okay. Hey, everybody. I am Mason, and I am the GM. Welcome to our episode 5 of season 1, Third Empyrean. I've dubbed this episode "Still Crashed on a Planet."
And I am Jadis Gant, or Stan, actually. I'm Stan, and I play Jadis Gant. I really get into my characters. I forget. I go for days at a time.
And I'm Bailey, and I'm playing Tassan Nar, a human computer genius.
I am John. I'm playing Admiral Amasaurian Kane.
Amasaurian,
wow.
That sounds like a species of people or something.
I don't think I've ever heard your first name before.
All right. Like I said, we are still crashed on a planet. And last time, we had a kind of a big fight with some of these creatures. I believe it was 8 of those creatures. We've lost a few more people. So far, you've lost 5 PCs, NPCs, from... No PCs have died. 5 NPCs from the surviving crew members. And that, do you remember what that puts us at? I think we had 14 before.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we're down on the teens for sure.
I think we're under 10 now.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
I think so.
Sucks to be an NPC.
Yeah, I got my notes. I'll look it up. But we're pretty low. We've lost 5 PCs. Yeah. And that's because there have been persistent daily and or nightly attacks from these creatures.
By these dog-like, wolf-like...
Almost like cat-like, because they're really small. They're hairless, like a rodent, sort of. And they had those whip-like tails that were...
Oh, the creatures, yeah.
You guys did some research on them and found out a few important facts that they seem to be biologically modified.
Yep.
That they... There's a part of their cranium that allowed them to interfere with radio signals. And you found that was a biological thing. So it wasn't like they didn't have a device installed in their head. It was a naturally occurring biological ability they had. And that they were also kind of slippery. Like they're harder to grip because there's a lot of stuff where they would, I think you hit him with a weapon.
Ruben bit one.
Yeah, Ruben bit
kind
one.
Of I tried to grab one.
Admiral Kane hit one with his saber. And I think I described it where you could feel it kind of like there's a little bit of slippage before there was. Sorry, Bailey. Why so funny, man? Sliding along the smooth, slippery skin. I gotta stop. Bailey's ruined that moment.
What do they look like visually?
Yeah, so they're basically, they're kind of grayish, hairless, almost cat-like, but, you know, so you get the gist that whatever their original species was probably a feline of some nature. Not an average house cat, because they're a little bit bigger than that. And they had this tail that was attached to that was pretty long and whip-like. And it was very, the tip of it was very, it was kind of like armor piercing. Like it could puncture through your armor. Mm-hmm. And I remember that you learned that. And in the midst of the fight at the end, I think it was Admiral Kane noticed some people up on a hilltop in the distance.
Yes, he did.
And they were just observing. And one of them appeared to be armed and one had binoculars and he was watching.
Or two were armed, one with binoculars.
Yeah, two looked to be guards, and one appeared to be watching us, right? Yeah.
So he was like sighting and looking at him, and then they left as like the last round of combat. They walked off and left. And there was talk beforehand, I think, of possibly hunting down the hive or the den of these creatures.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right.
But then these guys showed up. So I don't know. That's where we left off.
Didn't you have your gun trained on the guy that you saw watching?
Yeah, I was aiming him with my scope to look at him. And that's when I saw he wasn't armed and the two guys. And then they saw me and then they backed into the woods.
Quickly. Right, right, right.
I wasn't going to shoot him, though. I don't want to just shoot him for no reason.
Yeah, and they left kind of at the end of the fight there.
These cats, furthermore, will be called jog cats.
Jog cats.
Jamming, oily cats. Gray cats.
Jog cats. I was about to ask you, like, have you guys started naming these things yet?
I was coming up with some names.
Gray cats.
Is that the name that sticks?
Yeah, jog cats.
What names did you have?
I was thinking hack cats because their genes have been hacked.
Ooh, that's cool too.
Hack cats.
Ooh, that's good too.
Hack cats.
Supposed to get hairballs. Really crazy hairballs.
Bailey, even you name your
own. I was thinking deadly kitty.
Deadly kitty. We combine them all.
A number of names.
Right.
So which one? Yeah. What's stuck?
I like hack cats.
Deadly kitty.
You like hack cats?
I like
deadly
cats.
Kitty.
Let's go hack cats.
Deadly kitty.
We'll call it deadly kitty. So we have two consistent names and then one
hack,
variant.
Hack cats.
Deadly kitty.
Hack cats. Oh man. Okay. So We're going to pick up pretty much right after that last fight.
All right.
Dust has settled. You've passed up.
Are we in?
And we're in.
Hey, guys, we got to get somebody that tree line immediately. I'm seriously nervous about the fact that somebody was observing us. In fact, I feel like we're a scientific experiment. Like these guys sent these cats or creatures to attack us, and they were watching us from the field.
And it was a guy with binoculars you said you saw in your scope?
Yeah, a guy with binoculars and two guys with weapons. Hey, Inu, Kresh, come over here immediately.
They come over. What's going on?
Hey, I want to head to that tree line right now. Does anybody else want to go with us? I want to get these guys armed and head over there right now to see if we can find tracks or where they're at.
Yeah, I want to go.
Okay.
I changed my clip, so I have my lone complete clip. I've got 60 rounds left.
That's good. No. Is anybody an experienced hunter? I ask Edu and Kresh.
No. I mean, if we were in the city, we could hunt them. But we were cops. Like, we got streetwise.
Gotcha.
Let me go grab my computer and I'll bring that. And that way, if they have something, like I can hack into it or something. Maybe they got like a port on the side of their building or something.
You're really taking this Hat Cats thing.
Yeah, right. Yep. I like Hat Cats, Deadly Kitties, whatever you want to call them.
That's fine. That's fine. That's, so yeah,
I'm keeping a spreadsheet of the number we killed. We're actually racking up some pretty good totals here. We're doing pretty good, but they're doing really good too. Actually,
okay, it's fine. Get your laptop. That's fine.
It's like 5 to 8 right now.
Great. 5 to 8.
Don't forget the first time you encountered
him. Oh yeah, you killed more than eight. I got to go update the spreadsheet. I was just killing some of these deadly kitty things.
Yeah, there you go. DCs.
We got hack DC
cat.
Hack cat.
Okay.
That's all the spreadsheet says.
That's right.
Okay, so let's get over the tree line. Jadis, do you have any tracking abilities or survival skills?
I do have survival.
That's wonderful. Because I know you already looked at your sheet while you weren't looking.
Like the bare minimum survival.
Because like video games, he held his mouse over your character and then your stats popped up.
Yeah. Like that.
Right.
Survival zero.
That's you're the best in the party. So let's head over immediately. I give Inu my I gave Inu a body. He's already got a body pistol. Do they have body pistols? The two cops.
He ominously rolls dice. Sure.
Nice. Well done. So we'll immediately take Inu and Kresh and the three of us and head over towards the clearing where those people were standing.
Okay, so they were pretty far off, and you're going through a jungle, so it's going to take you 20 minutes, give or take, to kind of hack your way through that.
Yeah.
Can we be stealthy? Is it so dense that that's even a possibility?
I like the idea of
it. Yeah, I mean, you can it's a jungle-ish kind of wilderness environment, so there's a lot of ambient noise. The reason you're able to get a spot on them is because they were like at the angle, they're up on a hill higher than you, and there's like kind of an opening in the canopy, and you could see them on this little opening on the top of this hill watching.
Cool.
Right. So you guys want to make some stealth checks.
Killed it.
Oh, I'm going to kill it, all right.
Literally killed it.
Yep.
I bet I won.
What'd you do? Did you roll snake eyes?
No, I rolled a 4.
You're very good at snake eyes.
-3.
Did you add a dex?
No, just your total, and you got a 1.
Did you add your dex or something?
Oh, I have my dex?
Yeah, so 1.
Probably.
Including your dex. What? Hold on. Wait for it. I have a 2.
Oh. Tassan loses.
I got a 7.
That means we all failed successfully. You just look
crash, crunch.
So we quietly move through the woods.
I'm not going to roll for Inu and
Crash.
No reason to roll for anybody else.
Yeah, that's so bad that there's no. So what's happening is you guys are going through the woods and it's kind of the forest or whatever, and it's kind of it's frustrating. It's thick brush and there's a lot of griping and grumbling and hacking bushes out of the way. And so it's just you're not making quiet progress.
And I've got my rapier out and my body pistols in my other hand as I'm moving forward.
Right, so there's a lot of just whoosh, 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 whoosh as he comes hacking through, and it's not a quiet.
And we're trying to move quickly too.
Right, so you guys get up there. It takes you about 20 minutes to get up there to the top of this hill ground, and make some. This would be survival because you're looking for tracks or tracking.
Gotcha. And there's no assist mechanic, right?
No. In certain situations, if it makes sense.
I mean, I think.
But you have to do a task.
I think the task chain is kind of this replacement.
That's basically what it is.
And the characteristic, I can use intelligence to help me scan and
deduce. Yeah, intelligence or education is fine.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
It's survival, and I got a 10.
With my net bonuses, I got a 9.
5.
5. Okay. Dasan, what you notice is that you are in the wilderness on top of a hill. And you can look back and you can see the very giant remains of your ship and go, oh, that's where we crashed. Oh,
all right, cool.
Yeah. Those that made it, you guys can find where they were standing and they kind of broke through the brush. And you find a spot where it, like a vehicle of some kind had landed. A small little, maybe a couple man craft.
Like a grab vehicle?
Possibly. And then a crop circle it's, kind it's of thing. Gone.
Uh-huh.
So they walked off, got in this little vehicle, and then hovered off.
Well, it, was like a, it was like a grab vehicle. Well,
they're gone. We better go back to the ship. We won't ever find them again.
Or was it like the size of a ship's boat or something?
How many effects did you get?
You got 2. I got 1.
Yeah, so you it's not a ship's boat. Like so it's, this is like ground-based vehicle. If it's a grav vehicle, or maybe it's a flying vehicle, but it's not interstellar.
Like Luke Skywalker's land speeder from Star Wars 4, A New Hope.
Well, I'm going to...
like that?
Maybe.
Did you know that Mark Hamill had never seen a Star Wars movie before he was in Star Wars 4?
Yes, I heard that.
Oh, I thought you said before he was in Star Wars, and I was going to say, well, nobody in that saw it. So
fair point, right, touche, sir.
We're talking space stuff, so I thought you'd throw that out.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so I'm going to take out my scope then with my ACR, and I'm going to start scanning the tree line from this vantage point to see if I can see any objects still flying in the sky at a distance, or if there's anything like on a mountaintop or anything I can see where there's glints of metal. I'm just going to take some time to really scan around to see if we can find any leads.
Okay, make...
Recon?
A recon check.
Recon check. I've got a 10, so I made 2 levels of success.
Okay, so there's a lot of canopy that you're dealing with. You don't see any flying vehicles of any kind, but there are a slight elevation from where we were before, and so you can see, because you were on the other side of the hill at this point, now that you're on top, you can see past the hill, and there's some mountain range in the distance, but that's the only noticeable things, terrain features of mountain range in the distance.
Okay.
And if you were to turn the other direction, which is the direction you came from, it's just more hilly, you know, not this is like the Rockies, like it's a big range that.
And we were coming up. If we'd have seen a flying craft, it would have probably come. If it had come that direction, we would probably seen it flying. Instead, it went the other direction, so it probably headed towards that mountain range.
That's the most likely conclusion, yeah. Because where you guys are going, and if it would have flown over you, had it gone the other way.
Gotcha.
You would have seen it, yeah.
So, gentlemen, seems like it might be heading towards that mountain range if there's people here. The fact they have tech is good. That means they can get off this planet, which is something we desperately need to do.
I suspect that they are connected to the genetic engineering of the Hack Cats.
Yeah.
Why else would they be here?
I think they're testing them on us.
I think you're right. I think they're probably watching to see how effective their little experiment is, I'm guessing.
Why did, why did we crash in the first place? Did we crash because of the...
There was a misjump.
So the mechanical failures. No, it wasn't fuel. Just there was a mechanical failure started happening, and you lost power to parts of the ship.
Oh, was it a failed upgrade on the software for some of the ship systems?
Nope, yeah, not at all.
It was freshly upgraded, I think. I heard that.
Not at all. Not at all. I made those rolls quite well, my friend.
No one, without going back and trying to do a detailed search of the ship, you wouldn't know that.
Yeah, that's fine.
You do remember like there were some power failures and fluctuations, and systems were coming on and offline. And then, due to some fantastic piloting roles, we all safely landed on.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah,
we'll talk about those
more. Whoopsie.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Okay. So, gentlemen, I think we should go back to the group. How far away are the mountains? Like an hour journey or more?
On foot, it's probably going to take you the better part of a day.
Hey, Admiral Kane? Yeah,
just because you're going through wilderness,
right.
Admiral Kane, I agree. I think we should go, but I think I'm gonna need a gun.
Here, what? I hand you a body pistol. I have 2 body pistols on me.
This is great.
But put it. Don't point.
Yeah, this end.
Okay.
That end. The pointy end goes over there.
Do you have a holster?
From the back. The 2 cops crash. You knew we're standing. You hear him. Oh man, there it goes. We're all dead now.
Yeah. Enu, listen. Actually, that's a great point. Can you take a few minutes to give him a quick lesson on how to
fire? We don't want to waste the bullets.
I suggest we waste one or two bullets because I'd rather have you know how to do it properly.
In college, I was like the head of my video game. Like we were played this game.
Okay, well, that's fine. Right, you can practice shooting a gun without a bullet in there. You just pull the trigger. Right.
It's just like I have the video game loaded on my computer. I brought it with me. I could like show you how good I was. Like I could play single player.
Sounds great, but now's probably not the appropriate time.
Yeah, I was just trying to show how good I was at shooting.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Inu chimes in. Well, I could give him some basic stance pointers and how to hold the weapon.
I think that'd be good. Yeah.
And if nothing else. So he's like, okay, kid.
Well, I mean, those guys in the military do it. I can probably do it. I went to college.
Great. That's good.
Yep.
Okay. You'll be standing near the front. Okay, so I think we need to go back to the rest of the group and let the Lassett family know and the surgeon, Keith Narwin and Buzz and everybody else that's there that we're heading out. Before we leave. Also, we had the antenna going, too. We were able to send out signals off-planet, right, to people that are in orbit.
It'll go off-planet, but it's not going to leave the solar system.
Agreed, yeah. So if somebody comes into orbit, have we picked anything up on any channels?
Not since you last checked.
Okay. Yeah. So I think we should head back, let them know we're heading to the mountains. It's 20 minutes back.
And I think, if I remember, it serves me right, what you put together was more of just a broadcast SOS. I don't think it was...
Yeah.
I think the damage was probably too extensive to receive, so you just put it on a... Because you sacrifice some power from like walkie-talkies or something you had, or comm units.
Yeah, just to be able to broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that may be how they found us. Like, these scientists might have found us because of that broadcast.
It could be.
So, actually, that's a good point. We may want to shut that thing off for a couple days while we head to the mountains and maybe have the group move so that they're not going to be attacked by these creatures while we're gone.
I wonder if the creatures are drawn to our SOS.
Might be. I mean, I'm not an expert on genetics or bioengineering, but I know you talked about doing some. Yeah. Do you have any idea if they can sense electronics based on the diagnostics that you did?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can surely do that. I mean, if you implanted that in the animal, and I mean, you know, it could also be naturally occurring, also that they could be drawn to the radio waves, kind of like sometimes like insects are. Right?
Yeah.
So
bad.
Like it could be some kind of weird thing like that.
So our camp is a big giant bug zapper. Is that what you're saying?
No, it could be attracting them.
A big giant attractor. I mean, and you were doing the zapping. You were like doing all the killing. So probably, I mean, that's actually pretty accurate, Admiral Kane. The Jadis is that's pretty true.
I agree.
And I'm almost out of bullets.
Well, nope, that's a problem. I got bullets now.
Yeah. If you have four, to be crystal clear about what you have. Actually, here's one extra clip.
Okay. Wow.
So,
all right.
Pistol and...
Yeah, clip. I'll write that down.
Yeah, there's four bullets in the one that you have, and the other has six in the full clip.
You ever watch this old show with this guy? He had one bullet in his pocket.
No.
Okay, maybe I don't know where that came from. It's
back in the black and white TV.
So you heading back to the ship?
Yeah, we're going to head back to the camp. Yeah, to talk to everybody.
Okay, so...
And real quick, out of game, we have 9 or 8 named NPCs that are left. Buzz, Nuke, Keith Narwin, Emma Lassett, Bryn, her dad, Selena, her mom, Inu, and Kresh. You think there's, 14 or 15 of us left?
You had only about like 14, 15.
Did that include us?
No, it was NPCs.
Okay.
So including you guys, you had about 18.
Right.
Okay.
Right, 18, 19. A whole bunch on the shipboat.
So if 5 are dead, then there's literally.
Yeah, because there were like 14. There were 14 on the shipboat.
Right. All that's left is the named NPCs and one red shirt.
And I can't find where I wrote those down. There were 14 on the shipboat, and then you guys had revived 3 from the cryopods. That'd be 17.
Lost 5. There's 12 left.
And then there were. There were a couple you had found in the cargo bay, remember?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? Not many.
Yeah, because Dasan and Ruben were winning. Remember when we were doing a survivor count when we first crashed?
So
Dasan and Ruben.
Do you want to say we're at 15 right now? That sounds right.
Yeah, you're somewhere between 12 and 15.
We probably lost some people, too.
Because you lost 5 over those
So we had
20
total down to 15.
That sounds about right.
If including you guys, yeah.
I mean, they're NPCs.
Well, no, I think you said there's 14 disposable. On the ship's boat.
Uh-huh.
To revive 3, that'd be 17. Did they find 2?
Oh, right, yeah. So there's 15. That's 15, sorry. Okay. Yeah.
And they're NPCs, so. Yeah.
Well, no, we know.
Well, 8 of them are named.
Right. Yeah, I'm scared. Yeah.
Which means they can all kill you.
Right,
because named NPCs can kill you.
Okay, so we get back. Everyone, please circle around the fire. We have some interesting things to discuss. The first thing that we've discussed, our expert in bioscience and biology here, Tassan, has... made a determination that we believe that these hack cats, as we call them, or sometimes the
deadly kitties.
We believe have some ability to sense possibly these radio frequencies. We know they can jam electronics. So we're going to effectively immediately shut off the broadcaster just for a few days. So Buzz, would you please shut the broadcaster off? Secondarily, we've denoted that there's been some people possibly observing us that have left on a flighted vehicle of some kind. We believe they've headed to the mountains. So we're going to have a small party of us head to those mountains to try and investigate. It's about a day's journey there. So I'd request that we keep the beacon off for about 3 days while a small group of us can try and investigate and figure out if we can find other people here. Any questions about the situation and what we need to do? And we also need some volunteers. We want to take at least two other people with us to go investigate.
The docs, hey, well, you're taking just a couple people with you to go look into this thing?
Yeah, Dr. Narwin, we were thinking take a couple of people. I was actually thinking about you as possibly one to take.
Well, to be frank, we've barely survived when you guys are with us. If you guys leave and we get attacked by these creatures, I don't feel particularly hopeful about our odds.
One of the reasons I wanted to shut off the two things, shut off the projector, secondarily move us to a different place so we're not here.
Why don't we send the ship's boat back into orbit?
I don't know if there's enough fuel for that.
That's when Nook, the pilot, speaks up. Yeah, I don't think we got enough fuel to do that.
Do it and come back.
That's right. A one-way trip. We get into orbit and we're up there and we're not coming back down. I would recommend we save that until we have someone come with us.
All right, so why don't we leave... Well, the police guy is here. I mean, I have a gun now, and we were talking about that, and I'm really good now.
Right. Understood. Yep. Great.
One of the police guys could come with us.
I think, Dr. Narwin, that's an excellent observation, that we do not want to have any kind of danger or threats to the rest of the community here. I think the first thing that may be going on, again, is that the broadcast system that we've just turned off may be attracting these cats. And secondarily, they already know our position. So I think we need to immediately move the camp. No questions about that. I think as
someone speaks up, yeah, and leave the safety of the ship. That's been a huge bonus.
Well, I think staying here now that we know we're under observation.
Are you talking about using the ship just enough to have the ship? Here's an idea. So why don't we have the ship? Why don't the ship take off and go just a little bit, like to the
not all the way to orbit, but
no. Move 5 miles away or something. And while it's doing that, those of us on foot, we go towards their base. So they think we're moving the ship, but then we'll be on foot doing something different.
I think that's great. And I think that's a really good idea. So we'll move the ship's boat. We know we can put 15 people in the ship's boat because we did before. So have them move, and then the small group will head out here and turn the beacon off for the couple of days while we're gone. Well, after we move the ship, we might help cover it up and hide it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we basically agree where it's going to be so that those that remain on the ground that are going to do the expedition to the mountains,
we can come back to it.
Then we'll know, oh, they're over there at, 8 clicks west-southwest at, longitude, latitude, or whatever.
And then I want to try and make a speech to calm everybody down a little bit. And so what I'm going to say effectively is, good citizens, this is a great opportunity. If we find these people that are observing us and can identify a way off the planet, I think this is possibly our greatest hope. So in this time of our troubling need, band together, listen to the orders of Inu and Kresh. They will protect you. They are quietly skilled as police officers and very talented and have great capabilities here. So put your faith and trust in them.
Vote for Kane.
There you go. And I got a leadership role of a... Wait for it. 13.
Ooh.
13. So that'd be success with five effects.
I got it. I caught myself.
Yeah. None of that other stuff. None of that those things.
Shifty stuff.
So you got a success with 5 effects. And there are 15 people left standing.
And I'm just trying to calm people down.
Yeah. So the effect of your speech is very good. Everyone seems to be... They all seem calm and cool, level-headed, and the opposition or the concerns about relocating with this more what they can say. Everyone seems to think is a more immediate threat is still present, but everyone's willing to do it. Like, hey, we'll move, we'll do it. We don't really know if we feel particularly good about it because, you know, there's some voice opposition. Well, hey, the ship's boat barely fit 14 of us, and that was really crammed. If we get attacked again, how long are we gonna supposed to wait inside? And then someone else is like, you know, Inu and Kresh are trying to, you know, hey, it's okay, calm down. So everyone's cooperating, and they're going, you know, they're going along, but there's clear concern about the remaining threat of these creatures, which everyone seems to think is a more immediate
thing. We'll be
super
fast going to the mountain and back.
Yeah, and I want to take...
How far will you be gone, someone asked.
We'll be back within 2.5 days. We'll be returning here.
2.5 days, okay.
So let's go. And right. I want to take... Keith Narwin's going to come with us, the surgeon, and then I need one more volunteer. And we can't take Inu and Kresh because...
Yeah, they know
how to protect the area.
Well, Nook's your pilot if you're moving. If you're moving,
either, yeah.
Buzz?
Huh?
Buzz?
We can take Buzz. Why not?
Oh, man. I don't want to go with you guys.
Oh, okay. Not Buzz.
Let's take a volunteer.
Okay. Well, I'll go with you guys, but I mean, I'm a ship steward. I'm not a wilderness adventurer. Every time I'm going around.
You can cook, can't you?
Yes, I can cook.
We got like.
There's a bear poop in the woods.
Yeah. Okay, we got a good. All right, good.
Put on your red shirt, Buzz,
and my brown pants, right? Put on my red shirt, and my brown pants. I got to put on.
Perfect.
I don't know where that accent came from.
I don't know.
That's Buzz now. That's okay. Buzz.
Do we have any? Do we have any flare guns left?
We do. We had at least two shots left.
All right, I will bring a flare gun with me. And do we have any like MREs, or do we have any kind of food?
You say that and.
You say no, it's fine.
Bush is like, "We mean MRE. What kind of ship steward am I?"
We can cook up some of these cats.
Emergency rations. If you remember, you guys had already resorted to hunting because you were down
right now that we can cook. There are literally 8 cats.
There was some concern that because we discussed this before, if I remember right, and there was some concern about these being biologically engineered creatures and what that would do to.
Not, spikes growing at your head or something.
Well, I don't know. There's concern about it would cause us to mutate, but there was concern about how that would impact the digestion process.
All right. So, like bananas and stuff like that.
You guys were hunting to get food before, so.
Right. Squirrel. All
right. One way to find out. Eat some cat.
Go ahead, Admiral.
Yeah, we'll watch you.
Go ahead, Admiral Shaky.
Admiral Shaky.
Might fix that.
What was the ship steward's name again?
Buzz.
I wrote down Bush.
Not Bush.
I was like, why did I write down Bush? Buzz like, well, I can make anything taste good. Make rubber taste good with enough seasoning, but I don't know. I want to eat it.
Buzz, your accent cracks me up.
Okay.
What are you talking about? That? You don't want the accent. I'm talking just normal. Like us backwoods space people. back space.
Backwoods space people.
Right. Out on the bayou of space.
Okay, you guys ready to head out? So we got
I'm not ready to head out, but... can't let you go by yourself.
Admiral, are there any like military words we know for this operation? Like
Echo, Tango, Gamma Omicron.
That is called Operation Mountain View.
I like it.
That's right. Got to name the operation.
Mountain View.
Exactly.
All right.
Let's roll. We're going to go check out the
new
mountain.
What time of day is it?
Leave narratively, you can leave whenever you want to. So if you want to say leave in the morning, we leave now. You guys had that fight about midday, I think it was. So it's been a couple hours.
Like
you're mid afternoon.
Yeah,
okay. 2-3 o'clock. Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
And we'll at the end of the day, we'll need to recon a good campsite that's secure. Maybe even.
It's up to you, Jadis. You're our best hope out here.
Yeah. Is the trees and foliage and terrain roughly like a Terran forest? I'm basically what I'm wondering is, are there any like mega trees that you could like literally sleep in the tree or something?
It's roughly like a Terran forest.
Okay, all right.
Wait, you have some trees taller than others. There are trees you can climb into and just try to strap yourself down.
Brought my hammock.
Did you go and get it?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I made a note that when I was re-listening, I was like, did not collect hammock.
I'll go back. Yeah, we'll like start to walk away, and I'll run back and get my hammock and come back.
That could come in handy, actually.
Yeah, damn right.
Okay, so
Sasan will be sleeping, and y'all will be.
For my notes' sake here, who is going with you guys?
We got Buzz, and then we got Surgeon, or PhD, Keith Narwin.
So Doc Narwin.
Yep, Doc Narwin and Buzz. And then I'm assuming, do we have an extra, a couple extra body pistols we can loan them?
You have whatever gear you have on your person.
And he can, one of them can have my body pistol, because I usually don't use it because I...
I mean, I have my shock fist.
Let's give that to fist. Let's give that to Keith Narwin.
Okay.
Because he said he's... Buzz said he wasn't really combat competent.
Right, not like me.
Well, I never said I wasn't combat competent. I just don't want to go.
Oh, well, okay.
So you're I can handle a gun. I grew up in the bayou of space. I know how to handle a gun. Well,
yo, in that case, Buzz...
Do you speak in Galactic or not? I'm not sure. Standard Galactic.
Exactly, okay. On the map is that?
It's the space you is what it is.
If you loan Buzz your body pistol, I can loan Keith Narwin my other body pistol because I had two.
Keith Narwin is not with us.
Keith Narwin is coming
with
us.
He's coming with us. Okay.
Doc Narwin and
the surgeon.
Buzz.
Why do you think he's coming with us?
No, I just couldn't remember.
Because he's the surgeon.
Well, yeah. Hello, Medic Zero here.
Hello, like negative... I'm medical negative.
Medic Zero.
We have two med kits too. You're carrying one, and we're giving.
All right.
Keith Narwin's got one.
All right. You got a gear situated up.
Yep,
we're situated
up. We do.
Stan, are you gonna do me the honor of keeping track of time?
Yeah, I will. Cool, do that. Cool. So it's 2 o'clock when we depart.
By the way, gentlemen, before we proceed, I just want to place a standing order. If the Hat Cats attack us, we are not going to kill them. We are going to use them as mounts and put things around their mount and ride them out. I'm just kidding.
if you try to break one, I will watch with popcorn.
Heck cats.
All right, it's 2 o'clock and we are departing through and into the forest.
Okay. So you guys head out into the forest. How much food did you bring with you, ration wise?
We brought Tassan.
Whoa. Oh, PC, not NPC.
I would say 3 days. Well, we don't really have rations, right?
Because that's what I'm asking. Like, how much of what you're taking? You guys have been like rationing.
Oh, right.
We had a little bit of store that we could take. And if we could take a day or two, that'd be cool. But
the more you take with you to survive, the less they have with them to survive.
So the less we're leaving with
them. That sounds like math.
Now, it's going to be kind of a...
Gentlemen, I would suggest we eat a quick, light meal and forage as we go. Or go hungry.
Because what I'm getting at is there's enough supplies for a small hunting party or like you guys. Because five of
there
you.
Is?
You can take enough supplies for you guys to eat fine on the trip, but... Every ration you take for you is they have to, they're feeding 15 people.
We're going to take a day of rations and we're going to eat half rations on the trip. So we're going to take a day worth of rations. Okay. We're going to eat half. Yep. We're going to try and forage the rest.
Sounds good.
And if we not, we just go hungry, like you said.
Sounds
we need
good.
Some food. We got energy. We're going to be walking, burning calories.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Agreed. Let's do it.
Okay. So you guys head out around 2 o'clock or so.
Yep.
And let's do some survival checks.
All right. And am I really the best person with survival?
You are.
I have
you
zero.
Are. That's you're the professional.
Wow. Everyone's making survival checks.
So I've got an 8. I made an 8.
What's the characteristic that goes with survival? Intelligence? Great.
Or education, you said.
All right.
Either one's fine. Education or intelligence.
I made an 8.
Made an 8?
Yeah.
Nine.
6.
So, Admiral. Okay, so... this is basically you guys are foraging as you go along.
Okay.
If you succeed, you get enough for yourself.
Nice.
Right.
So what's the target number?
8.
Oh, right.
So we're going to give you one of the... We have basically 1 day of full rations for 5 people.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll give you one of the days of rations, and we didn't have to take out a ration. Is that what you're saying?
So you said you were split eating half, and you were hunting for the rest, right?
Yeah.
So according to that plan, you've eaten
half.
Oh,
I see what you're saying.
And then you foraged enough...
Okay. I got you. So he's basically hungry.
Cover
or he has to take
missing.
Another
okay.
ration.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And what about our
He got a level
companions.
Of success, though. Can that help him?
This is the effects really don't have much of an impact on this because okay. what you're doing.
Yeah, are our companions like fine?
Okay. Yeah, they're kind of going to default to whatever
what
the
we did,
majority of you guys
okay.
do.
Okay.
These bugs aren't as filling as I thought they'd be. It really... Not that.
Suck them down.
Okay. You get a little nauseous. Oh.
Like,
okay, so...
That last worm. It wasn't right.
You don't eat
actually,
the tail. Don't eat the tail.
Yeah, you break them in half. And just get the
I actually want to roll for your companion.
Worm.
So
okay.
put over here so Stan can't spy my numbers.
Oh, okay. I will avert mine eyes.
Look at these modifiers real quick. Because I have the numbers in my head.
The characteristic modifier?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay.
Because of a handy-dandy book thing you gave me, Stan.
Handy-dandy book thing.
Handy-dandy book thing. Musical montage interlude.
Handy-dandy book thing. I think it's actually called the referee's notebook.
All right. So the two NPCs you have with you manage to find their own food, and Buzz is getting a little more creative with the things he gets, and he's like, I'm gonna try this out here and see what this does. I don't like that. He's spitting stuff out. He's like, not good. One point he eats something and he retches horribly, but he just gets up like, I'm fine. He seems to be a guy who's like likes to experiment with food a lot, so his stomach is pretty strong. He's doing all right, but he's gotten enough nutrition. Now that day's over, everybody make a. Oh, this would be like a fatigue check, so that would be endurance, I believe.
Oh. Just straight endurance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I got an 8.
10.
9.
Nice, well done.
There's all sorts of fun things I can mess with you guys while you're in the wilderness. There's diseases and falling.
Fun things. The
Son volunteered for all the diseases.
Yeah. It's a sign volunteer for all the diseases.
He said that specifically.
Like, all right, who passed their check?
Everybody did. All 3 did. Made it.
Oh, good, good. Oh, I need to roll for these guys. Wow. Buzz rolled 2 6s.
Whoa,
because Buzz loves being out here.
And who else you brought? Doc Narwin?
Doc Narwin, yeah.
He failed. Okay.
So, oh, no, the doctor's going to die.
No, the doctor's got to do some medicine to keep going.
Okay. What this means is he's got a bit of fatigue.
Or he just drops some and he keeps going.
So he's got a bit of fatigue. The sleeping in a jungle, unfortunately, isn't the kind of rest that really helps you recuperate.
Is there any positive modifier if you brought your hammock?
If you brought your hammock, since you actually brought a hammock.
I did. I bought it.
At the end of the day, you can actually make a check.
Yeah.
To find out if you recover a fatigue. But I think you took a fatigue
because you let enough, the doc lay in it or something.
You didn't get enough food, so you took a point of fatigue. And then just from the exertion of moving to the wilderness, Doc Narwin took a point of fatigue.
I'm going to roll and add my intelligence because I was smart enough to bring my hammock.
Are you like, is your endurance really bad?
Oh, yeah. No, my endurance is a 7. It's a 0, but my intelligence is a +2.
I don't think intelligence would play into that.
Because I'm smart enough to bring my hammock.
What if you brought a small book to read?
Do these guys bring hammocks? No. Tassan brought a hammock because he's smart.
You are, but I'm sorry. This is just if you fail, you don't suffer any consequences. This is just a shot to...
As educated as I am, smart. And so the education in me, the educated Tassan decided to
bring a hammock
you did. Because he's read books about hammocks.
And because you roleplayed that so well, you're getting the chance to recover fatigue in your hammock.
All right. That's a 6.
That's okay. You don't suffer any consequences. You just don't.
All right.
You're getting better. Sure. Maybe Admiral Kane could have like led you through your rest. Made a leadership. Rest well.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
Admiral Kane, could you
breathe in?
Okay, so
he wakes up. Fun. I got the book. I can read. You want to read about Epsilon 7? I'll read about Epsilon 7.
No, that's too scary. I had bad dreams.
Exciting portion
time.
Of the book.
No, don't read about those.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the night goes mostly without an event. Do you guys have watch or anything? Do you start a campfire?
Oh, yeah. So we would scout what looks like a defensible place. Like, we don't want to be in. You know, in the low ground where the hack cats can get us with advantage, so we can, you know, maybe it's a little hillock or a little cleft in the.
Then you find actually what you manage to find. Make a survival check. You guys are all looking for this. This is just to find a good defensible position to make camp.
I only got a 6. Wait. Yep, no, 6.
I got a 5, so I crushed it. What did you get? Oh, you did great. You got a 0.
0.
That's awesome. So we're basically camping in a
floodplain.
Actually,
that's a 2 with intelligence, actually.
So we're camping in a floodplain near a mosquito.
Right. No. Buzz, of all the people, Buzz the ship steward goes, what are we doing over there in that pit? It's going to rain. We're going to drown in the middle of the night. Why don't you come over and sleep inside this giant tree that's hollowed out?
Why does he sound like Boomhauer?
That sounds great, Buzz.
Has the voice changed?
Good. Yeah. I like Buzz. He's our bayou back. He's our bayou
and,
back.
And there's a, it's a large tree that... It's slightly higher elevation, but it's got some big roots coming out near the bottom that kind of provide a sort of wall.
Oh, okay.
Are you guys sure we shouldn't rest in the floodplain area?
Admiral K Kane, hey, on your ship, we should hire Buzz. He's better than the surgeon or any of us.
I kind of agree.
What's funny is he just rolls well. I rolled two fives.
That's like, not true. Buzz is an amazing backwoodsman.
He has no survival skills at all.
So we move in the tree.
Keep that voice too.
Yeah. And I'll take first watch. You want second watch?
I'll take it.
And then third watch.
That would fall to Jadis.
Perfect. And I asked Buzz to go on second watch with Tassan. And I told the doctor to get a good night's sleep because he's exhausted. So we want him to try and rest up and get better.
Okay, so he rests up. He's not going to get, like, because it's sleeping in the wilderness, so he doesn't suffer anything, but he's not going to get any...
Not if we put him in the hammock.
Well, Tassan's already made the roll for the hammock for the night, so he's got...
Oh, I didn't know you pre-rolled the hammock.
Well, I had him roll earlier, and then we got into this. Okay, so the night fortunately goes uneventful, and except for Tassan not getting any recovery.
Yeah, the sun comes up the next woke day. Woke up and, like, fell out of his hammock abruptly, you know.
Probably, right. Remember I told you it was a little chilly when you guys first were on the planet.
Right.
So at night it gets a bit colder, not uncomfortable yet. You wake up the next day and it's a bit like foggy.
Okay. Kinda,
and it's got a little crisp chill in the air. So we're gonna do two rolls, so the first half, second half. Make your skill checks for hunting for your food for the day.
Ooh, killer. I got a nine.
That's survival.
Okay. I got a 9. Got me some snacks.
Ooh, 5.
Once again.
An 11 on my survival. Boy. Look, there's something in the trees.
Look, there's definitely something in the trees.
What'd you get?
I got a 9. And then you have Tassan.
What'd Tassan get?
What do you think you got?
I got like a 3.
Tassan, you're rolling horrible. Guess who just rolled double sixes?
No, it's not that.
Oh, no, Tassan, not
Buzz. Tassan loves... Well, that's a critical, so maybe you could help out Tassan.
Buzz.
Tassan keeps eating the same bugs. He's like, these bugs are great.
Because, because he rolled double sixes, we're going to call this, like, just on the fly, like a super success or
critical
whatever.
Snacks.
Yeah. He, you don't know where, but he's, like, you wake up in the morning, and he's, like, making breakfast. And
we love Buzz.
And it's like, look, this is really rudimentary. There's not a lot going on to it here, but I think it'll be all right. Pretty good. Better than that heart attack.
And somehow he's got, like, Cajun pepper.
he's smuggled in from we don't know.
So what do you mean somehow? I never go. A good chef never goes anywhere without his seasoning belt.
This is why we brought Buzz.
The seasoning belt out of his backpack.
Oh, yeah.
And if you were to look, his bag's just full of pans and cooking supplies.
That's awesome.
Sam Gamgee with a Cajun accent.
Yeah, we're buzzing to be on our crew.
Yeah, so he's actually...
He'll be looking for a job.
He's made some breakfast. So breakfast will help offset any failed rolls. And it won't help. It won't offset rolls, but it will help you recover a point of fatigue.
Look at that.
All right.
Right. So you breakfast. If you fail, you still gain a point of fatigue if you fail your search roll for the day, but the breakfast gives you something beneficial. Okay.
That's where I'm at.
Okay, so you guys left around 2. It was about a day's journey to the hillside.
And we camped for the night and probably got... I think we said it got dark, like, what, 7 or something?
Something like that.
I don't know if we said. So we probably got 5 hours progress towards the mountains, I'm guessing.
Possibly. Like I don't remember where.
4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, because I think I told you it was going to be about a day's journey on foot, give or take, right? Yep. Eyeballing it. This is so random. You're slipping through the book, and, like, there's this one jungle howler monkey thing completely detached from all of the other, like, creatures.
Yeah, anyway. He like, gets his own page. Everybody else has to share. Like,
everyone else has to share. You guys are traveling through the jungle. You get to... kind of the mountainside, do two things for him. Make your endurance check.
Endurance.
Made it, exactly. 8.
Yes. Oh, and I forgot.
9.
So Narwin had breakfast, but he failed his check to look for food. Buzz, he's got a fatigue because he failed his check for the the food. And then his endurance check, he passed. And then Dr. Narwin failed his... So he's got... Dr. Narwin's got 2 points of fatigue. Which I was trying to find where the fatigue rule was to double check on that one.
You may check out for you?
It's on page 76.
On it.
You suffer a bane to all checks until you rest.
Is fatigue tracked as a separate stat, or is it come
I
off
think it's just
endurance?
An on-off. I think you're just fatigued or you're not fatigued.
Oh, okay. It's a stat.
So, yeah, they don't have... yeah, I've been tracking how many fails they had to kind of keep represent how bad it is. Right?
It says that referee's discretion continue exhausting work while fatigue can result in the traveler falling unconscious.
Yeah,
but it's usually like you're staying awake for endurance
a long time,
more than 20 hours exactly,
or heavy labor. Yeah, there's a heavy labor for a number of hours, and so this is right. You're making these checks because you're trekking through a jungle and it's uncomfortable and stuff.
Cool.
So Doc Narwin, as you guys get kind of towards the base of the hill, you get to a little clearing. You can look up if you want to and check out the mountainside. He's looking like he's worse for wear, I think is the phrase. Mm-hmm. So he's just tired, right? Mosquito bites and little things like that, not sleeping well, really hungry. Buzz is getting a little bit irritable, but he's still trekking in there. Tassan, how many times did you get food today?
I failed my survival, but I passed my endurance.
Okay, cool. So you have fatigue. So you're basically, you're also Bane.
But didn't the breakfast cover my...
Well, you had a fatigue from the previous day.
Right, yes.
I'm and then breakfast that. Cleared that out, and then you picked up another one.
Okay.
Cool. You get to the mountain, you're going to do some recon checks. As you're looking up, you find a clearing, you look through the canopy to see if you notice anything along the mountain ridge or whatever.
I'm blind.
Oh, yes.
I got a 6 total.
Natural 12.
That's awesome.
Nice. Is that with int?
Plus recon and int. So a 13.
All right.
For Jadis.
What Jadis catches as...
Rolled an 8.
Oh, nice. And Sasan, since Sasan also notices this. Sasan, you see a glint of something up on the side of the mountain, about halfway up. And it's a pretty steep climb where this thing's coming out. There, and you would see this too, Jadis. It looks like a little, like a, from here it looks small, but it looks like a platform jutting out of the side of the mountainside. And it's probably large enough for a spacefaring craft to land onto.
Okay, sort of a landing pad ish thing. I see.
Do you guys see a ship?
Admiral doesn't see it.
No. Oh, Kane, get your scope. It's my cataracts. Yeah, and I like point and try to orient you to where I'm looking.
Yeah, I'll pull my scope out and try and zoom in.
Get your scope and take a look. It looks like there's a landing pad.
Is there a ship on it?
So you get your scope out, and because they pointed out, you can just look at it. There's not a ship on it at the moment, but it's clearly with the scope as there's a landing pad. And it appears to be reinforced, and you're in the Navy. It's reinforced strong enough that a capital ship's not going to land on it, but a spacefaring vessel could, like a smaller transport
definitely
ship.
Definitely a ship's boat. Definitely like a free trader size.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, a free trader could have landed. So it looks like a supply vessel could be coming and going on top of this thing. And it's just built sturdy and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Do we see anything where like a smaller ship might be? Like something that might have picked up those two men in the...
No, you got two effects, right?
No, Jadis? I got a 13. So that's actually
good. Five effects. 12. Right. So you actually can see, like, the platform, and you just get a right angle. You can also see, like, what might be, like, a hangar opening or something just past it. So it would land, and then you don't know if the platform would attract or if they could just go in and out of this opening. But it seems to indicate that this is a landing, and then there's entrance to something, some facility that's inside the mountain.
And is there, because it's up the side of the mountain a bit, so is there... like a path or stairs or anything to get up there, or would be to if we try to get up there, which I think we probably will, or we're going to be like mountain climbing, or
you would be not like sheer cliff face mountain climbing, right? You wouldn't necessarily need a climbing equipment that would help, but it would be a difficult climb.
Okay, so a difficult climb. There's not a path.
Not here. You guys can do some exploring because you know it's not one continuous mountain, right? It's mountain, so you could.
Kane, did you see any lookouts, any scouts or guards that it might see us as we start to look around? Because we need to do some recon.
Yeah, I agree. Let me scan for a minute with my scope and see what I can see.
So what you guys could do, because of the thick foliage, you can spend some time just walking around exploring and see if you can find something if you want to.
Yeah.
But standing still is not going to do a whole lot of good. The reason you can see the stuff on the mountain is because you're looking up out of the foliage and out of the canopy. But
we didn't see any guards.
From
where we're at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Hey, I want to ask the doctor because I'm nervous about Tassan being so exhausted and him personally. In his med pack, does he have any stims? And page one, stims remove fatigue at a cost. It basically...
what page is it fatigue, on?
It's page one, but you take 1 point of damage. So basically, and then repeatedly taking it without natural sleep, it'll make you take even more damage. But effectively, it can remove fatigue, but they have to take a stim. It's like taking, like, amphetamines or something that would inject you.
Yeah, he's got some stims.
And so...
I'm down.
Yeah.
He's got...
He sounds like it just occurred to me this might be a bad idea.
Let me open with the stimulant. I do have stims, yes. I have some stims.
Well, I suggest maybe you and Tassan need to take some to so you can keep moving.
I only have four.
Well, in that case, why don't you... We definitely want you to be effective because if someone gets injured, you need to be able to take care of them.
And on out-of-game, remember, fatigue is an on-off switch kind of thing. I'm keeping track of how many times I fail because I have a general idea of how fatigued they are, and I've got I've got a number of fails in my head that would represent unconsciousness. But if you take a stim, it just your fatigue is gone.
Okay.
Because that's the, at least that's the way I'm going to rule it now instead of spending 30 minutes looking at the rules.
Yeah, Tassan. Yep. Yeah. It's been a while since I've taken one, but I'll be glad to. I'll be glad to. I think it's a good idea, Admiral Kane.
Well, I'd say this. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and take one, and we'll save the other three
for right now. Should the doctor take one, too,
you think? Let's save him for now. He can always take them before he needs to do any medical roles.
Admiral, I had a question as we were walking up here. I was thinking, so is the plan to attack this place, or is the plan to parlay with them?
Oh, it's a scout it. We need to scout it, see what
like
we
find. Like steal a ship or something?
That would be a great idea if we could see one and we could sneak into it, but... I think the first thing we do is just scout the area and be careful and see what we can figure out.
Like that time on Orion 27 with you and Ruben and you read the book. And you were sleeping last night. I was reading the book on Buzz was bored while we were on watch, and so I was reading the book to him, and you know, and so
instead of watching.
On Orion 27, you and Ruben. You guys stole that ship from those bad guys?
Yeah.
And, I think we should try to do that.
Well, that's where
can we do that here?
Yeah, well, we invented the Python maneuver where you basically overwhelm and then you swallow your prey. That was the whole movement.
The real problem was the end of the Python maneuver, though.
Well, it's when you push it out of the back of the
Python. Regurgitation metaphor was a little taken too far in the book.
It's probably not my best work in terms of my writing. But, yes, I think the Orion 27 maneuver is an excellent suggestion.
My favorite maneuver.
Well, I liked it too, actually. It's one of our friend the Harcoon's favorite. Obviously, he's back helping the people.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's continue to scout then. So I get the scope out and I start scouting around.
What about Buzz? You guys give him a.
Is he fatigued?
Is he fatigued? Yep. I thought he isn't fatigued.
Buzz failed this very last one, his endurance check.
I would say this. Why don't we take the doctor and Buzz and tell them to stay back here? And then the three of us, after you take the fatigue stem, let's move up and look. Save the three stems for the moment. And let's us three kind of scout around.
Anybody else have a mobile comm? I have one on my watch.
Well, I've got a comm dot.
Yeah, he's got a comm dot and he's got one on his watch. So the two of you.
He applies the stem to Tassan. So you. Woo-hoo. No fatigue, but you take a point of damage.
Yeah.
What are you lifting over there?
He doesn't like damage. He's anti-damage.
Yeah, I got a lot of it.
I don't know why.
Okay. Great piloting.
You should have got some back last night when you slept.
He failed his roll, yeah. He didn't the hammock just gave him an opportunity to get some, but he didn't suffer more for failing. Yeah.
Okay.
That was me just trying to hey, he brought a hammock. We'll give him a bonus of some kind.
He got a hammock.
Okay, so you're going to leave these two here. So we're going to split into three parties.
Right.
Okay, so you guys are moving along the hillside.
Well, and I want to just to be clear of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
We're like less than a couple hundred meters away from where we see the entrance. Is that right?
Yeah, like you guys...
So leaving him here means leaving him... We could run back to them very quickly. I don't want to leave him that far away.
Well, it depends on how far you guys explore.
Right.
Is really where it turns
out. For now,
I'm
thinking we... In general, I don't want to go more than a couple hundred meters away from him. In case we have to react.
That's a sign, you mean?
No, from the two tired people.
Oh, the two.
Buzz and Dr. Narwin.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, if they get attacked, we need to come help them.
Yeah.
So within sound. So for now...
That's fine, that's fine.
Now we just want to move up a little bit and look around.
Okay, so you guys move up closer and make some recon checks.
Oh, yeah.
But everyone gets a... plus one to this.
A plus one die modifier.
As you guys get close to the mountain.
I have a 12, sir, so four successes.
Nice.
Six.
Seven.
All right. The 12, you hear the sound. It's very faint, but it must be fairly loud. You hear a sound of...
Be quiet.
As you get closer to the mountain, you know, and because, you know, I don't know if you've ever been in a jungle or a forest, a dense forest, like the canopy doesn't... Sound can be really muffled from a mm-hmm. distance. But with the mountainside, it's echoing off the mountainside. You hear what you think sounds like the rushing of water coming off to the side.
Guys, I hear water. Something off
sorry,
to the side.
Sorry, I had to go before we climbed the mountain.
And, you know, it's loud enough that you might think it's like a river of some kind or a stream that's flowing fairly fast.
Okay, there's some kind of natural river or stream. Do I visually get anything else about the hangar or the...
As you get closer, you can just see, because the closer you get, the more underneath it you are. So you could only see the bottom of the platform.
Oh, because it's above us.
Yeah, because it's above you guys. Yeah, you can start climbing the mountain if you want to.
Admiral Kane, do you remember on Nebulon in your book? You remember what happened in Nebulon?
Everything.
I did. Well, I'm really well educated.
Proud of you.
I graduated with honors and everything. I mean, do you remember on Nebulon? Remember what you found there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So we should.
The listeners, this is all being made up on the fly. I love this.
Right. So what I was thinking, remember in Nebulon, what happened was when you found that you guys rushed through and you defeated the bad guys. I can't remember what kind of bad guys they were.
They were the aliens with the insect.
Right. 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 Claws. So you remember you ran through the waterfall and there was a secret passage door behind the waterfall. Remember that in Nebulon?
I did. Right? And we got into the insect base with the hive creature.
It's almost like I wrote the book and not you.
It is amazing how your recollection is fantastic.
I just read it last night. So,
you did good. So possibly maybe we could explore the water and see if there was something there.
Or maybe there's like some intelligent water-based creatures on this planet. And because, you know, like that's a thing. Water-based creatures are usually rather intelligent. And so... we might be able to find some of them in the water and maybe talk to them and communicate with them. And maybe they could help us because they probably don't like these guys. These guys seem like bad guys.
Tassan,
don't mind the notes I'm taking.
Stems are having an effect on you.
Nope.
Yeah, you guys gave
really
Tassan.
Now, exactly.
It's kind of like this all the time that I come to think of.
But it's slightly more right now. Tassan, take a deep breath.
So you guys want to head down towards the water?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's head down there. We don't want to go more than about 500 meters from the two in case they yell or say something. We can react back to them.
And every round of combat, you move 6 meters.
So maybe they should just come with us until we, like, enter the base.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, right. I just throw that out there because I know you were concerned about having to get back quickly.
That's fine.
If that were to happen, if you're 500 meters away, you're going to...
Okay, that's fine. So we'll just go ahead and bring them with us then.
Yeah, okay. So they come with you. You guys head... As you go down towards the water, it gets louder, and eventually come to this stream that is just pouring out of this ravine on the side of a mountain. And so it's this crevice that for who knows how long this water is kind of eroded away. And it has a slight elevation, and that you can make your way in there. It'll be a mildly treacherous terrain because it's mostly just the river, but there is some banks. On the other side is actually a slightly wider path that you could squeeze down. It's just not perfectly even. Make a recon check.
I got a 9.
Okay.
6, 4.
Well, Tassan, this is not your nightmare.
No, 6. Sorry.
Admiral, you notice that the side that's slightly wider looks like it's, in some areas, has been artificially altered. Like, you know, maybe some tools will come in and kind of flatten some parts and smoothed it out, which would suggest it's been converted into to be a better pathway than what it was before.
Okay. It looks like we should be on that side because someone's used it to be a path. Do we think
pathway
it's heading
to
up?
A secret door?
Is it heading up into secret? The
It's heading up into the ravine. Well, yeah. It's not going... The platform now would be like behind you and over your right shoulder. If you go into the ravine, it would be over to your right. But you'd be going... It's on the outside of the mountain, and this ravine would take you kind of inside between these two mountains where the water's coming out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, this is kind of eerily close to Nebulon 3. Like, I'm kind of startled.
Or it could be like that time on Thomasin 7, where you got caught in the ravine, and you got caught in the fire coming down from the top. It could be like that one, though.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Well, that was, you got out of there. Was that...
Well, mostly because we had... I mean, we had the Harkoon.
Oh, yeah. He's really good.
Yeah. He's very skilled.
Have you ever pet him before? When we crashed, I got a chance to pet his fur, and it is so soft. I don't know if you know that or not, but I mean, it's like he takes really good care of it.
Well, that one of the reasons is that stuff that he uses.
Oh, that conditioning shampoo he's looking for?
Harkoon probably have the best conditioning shampoo.
Yeah, they probably
know. If he goes for a couple weeks without that, you have no idea what that feels
like. Poor guy. We got to get. When we get to Eureka, good. We can probably buy a whole bunch of that stuff.
We better.
I'm from Eureka.
Why don't you take a breath real quick?
Okay, all right. Right.
So let's go on the other side and slowly move up.
So you guys make your way up. You got to cross the river to get to the path, and it's flowing, the smoother path, and the river's flowing pretty fast. So it's going to be some checks to get across that.
So we've gone through the woods, and now we need to go
over the hill and over the river
and through the woods
and over the hill.
We don't, and then grandma's gonna be at the top of this.
Yeah. Okay, so what are we doing? We're rolling what?
This is like you have swimming or athletics, whatever kind of physical test you...
Athletics.
I'll leave it up to you. Yes. You describe how you get across, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah. I'm going to write a book. No, I'm kidding. I made an athletics test. I actually rolled a 9 with the -1, and I have athletics.
Nice. Is anyone fatigued who's crossing this river?
Well, the buzz doctor is. And buzz,
no, the
is,
buzz
makes me nervous.
You told the doctor to take a stim back. A stim. Did you not want him to take a stim?
I thought we said no for the moment.
If you said no, I missed that.
Yeah, we didn't have.
Yeah, I think you wanted to hold off for just a moment.
Yeah, okay. That's a good question, though. At this point, we should give Buzz and the doc a stim. We don't want them to be having problems. Do you guys agree?
Yep.
Yeah, so we'll give Buzz and the doc a stim.
Okay, you can. There is a path on your side you can go up. There'll just be checks because it's like difficult terrain kind of stuff.
I'd go the easy side.
Crossing the pass gets you the easier side.
Let's do that then. We'll give them both a stem.
So I just want to make sure I'm clear about what your options are.
Okay.
Is
this dex or strength based?
So much rolling with Bane. Ooh.
Dex or strength based, or not that it really matters.
No, you suggest
the skill.
You can pick dex or strength, however you
want. I'm using athletics, dexterity.
I don't know why it matters.
With a dexterity modifier, but I only got a 4.
4. No, of course.
Okay.
I think Dasan has athletics.
Those of you who fail get swept up by the water and carried downstream a little bit.
Help.
And you're going to get banged up. Okay. So here we go. D6, who? You failed, Dasan?
Yes.
Ooh. I rolled a 6. You take 6 damage.
Holy smoke.
That's
right.
Jadis, you took. You took 2 damage.
Okay.
I'm fine. And then Buzz failed. He took 6 damage. Okay. But you get banged up and you wash up and get off the shore.
Ah.
Okay. We may have the doctor do some medical treatment on everybody. It's within 1 minute of an injury. So
yeah.
He needs to treat everybody that got injured.
I'm assuming that you guys, as soon as they get swept away, you go running after them. Yeah. No, and this is ice cold water.
Take a video.
We're going to post this on our Instagram.
Oh, no.
Okay, so we'd like the doctor to treat everybody since it's been within 1 minute of the injury.
Sure.
So we're going to have him med treat everybody that got injured.
So,
do you want us to roll for him?
Yes, you guys can roll for him. Remember, he's plus 6.
Yeah, exactly. So here's on Tassan. So he gets a 13. So you would get, how many did you do? 6?
Yeah.
So 13, so you would get 5 back. So you're down 1. He's going to treat this Buzz.
So I'll go back to my endurance.
You pick...
Okay.
You're just getting you just get the points back.
He did a 12 for Buzz, so Buzz gets 4 of the 6 back.
Okay, so he's only down 2.
And then he did a for you. He got a freaking 17, so you got 9.
You can only
back.
Recover. You can only recover the 2.
Took or the 2, yeah.
The one guy who gets the most healing took the least damage.
Yeah.
Okay. He only took 2. I rolled a 6 for you, I rolled a 2 for Jadis, and I rolled a 6 for Buzz.
Yeah.
Oh, but I took the most damage, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
He 6 points.
5 healing, though.
Yeah, but the guy who took the least damage got the most healing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was confused, sorry.
Because he rolled really, really high on that one. All right. So everyone's across the river. A little banged up. A little chilly now because it's ice cold water. Right.
Are we almost done? Are we?
Why did I come on this adventure?
Take a deep breath.
I mean, this is
the good news is you're on the easy... you're on the easy side of the path.
Can we level down this quest, Admiral Kane? I feel like the level's set too high. Yeah. Like on this quest,
the level's
it's never
set too high.
It's never this hard on the video games.
<'Cause> There's no scaling.
The bad news is, Tassan, we can't level down.
You know, the problem is, Tassan, you made a guy with one career, so you're like a level one. But Admiral Kane went like 25 career terms, so he's like level 50, and actually, the game doesn't scale.
I have worse. Well, actually, I have athletics skilling to zero. That helped exactly. me.
That helps a lot. Difference.
Yeah, that helped a lot.
We got a little alarm of low battery.
Low battery.
So, brief pause while I plug this bad boy in.
Do we want to take a 5 minute
You guys, break? Yeah, so you guys get on the path, you head up a ways, and as you're going up there, a reasonable distance, so you don't, it's not like on top of it, you see two things. Above you, you see what looks like a little pathway, like an enclosed bridge that goes from one side to the other side of the ravine, and relatively directly below that, there's an opening with a door across it. So it would be, it's on the side of the ravine.
Just like Nebula.
That is, you would have to, if you go in that door, you would have to cross the bridge to get to where the platform is. Does that make sense?
Admiral Kane, it's just like Nebulon 7.
So the
three.
The platform is on the south side of the ravine. The door is on the north side of the ravine.
Okay, got it.
And there's a bridge in between the two sides of the ravine above you.
Okay. All right.
So we need to go across the ravine.
So here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm showing. So ravine.
Drawing a map.
Yeah. Drawing a little map here. So here's your ravine. For the sake of this map, this is north, right?
Okay.
This way.
Ravine's running east to west.
There is a bridge that runs north and south.
Yep.
In the middle of the ravine.
We're in the middle of the ravine. That's elevated. It's above you. Okay.
Okay.
Directly below that, on the ground here, is a doorway.
Below the bridge.
That's along the ravine with the water. So you get the water.
Okay. Okay.
And you guys are on this pathway. So the pathway will take you straight up to the door.
Okay.
That's a ground level. Over here, so at the mouth of the ravine, which is, east.
West.
Right? Oh, west, sorry. The little ship platform is over here.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So the platform is on the south side of the ravine, that part of the mountain. On the north side of the mountain is where the door is at.
Okay, and we just crossed to the north side?
And you guys had to cross the river to get to the easier path.
Side. Okay, got it. So we're on the north side of the ravine.
You're on the north side of the ravine.
And we just saw the path up to this door.
And you see the door up ahead of you as you're on the path.
Okay, got it. And so we know that this thing above us, there may be like a way to get across that at a higher level.
Yeah, there's got to be something because the bridge is going across. And it's a totally, like there's windows, but it's enclosed.
Got it. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Right. Cool. Okay. And that feels like a good spot to take a little break and call good.
Perfect.
Cool.
Dun, dun,
episode
5.
Dun-dun-dun. That wraps up episode 5. Thanks for listening. All right.
Travel.
Yep. Traveler out. Everybody.